Hey, kids.
I'm Batman.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Dance Off, bro. Me and you.
Hello, and welcome to Hey Kids Comics. I'm your host, Dan Collins.
Hey there, this is Martin Bruda.
Chris Gill.
Hi, I'm Sam Tweedle. I could talk about Archie forever.
The biggest bane to my existence right now is Shield number 9.
They know that I would have put it under my shirt and ran off.
What are you talking about? I haven't seen any Action Comics number 1.
Gwenpool, I mean Spider-Gwen, the whole heat and stuff, this is going to be worth a few bucks. And nobody wanted it.
Yes, Dan, the Killing Joke does need to be R-rated.
I kind of like punching the walls of reality as a way to bring a character back because nobody knows what we're talking about right now.
Dark Knight Strikes Back was one of the biggest piles of dung ever, and it was what, $10 an issue?
We need to shame Sam. He is not here because he's gone to the Gem and the Holograms movie.
Hello and welcome to another issue of Hey Kids Comics. Those were the introductions. Who's with us today, though? Because it's a revolving door of, well, four people, basically. But we've got Mr. Sam Tweedle.
Hi, thanks for having me back this week.
Sure.
I'm ready to rant. I am so ready to rant. I've had some Pixie Sticks and Jolt Cola, and I'm ready to go.
He's all hopped up on.
Do they even make Jolt Cola anymore?
I think so.
Do they? I haven't seen Canada that
in
years.
Wasn't that like a thing, like 10 years ago?
No, it was more than that. It was like in the '90s, okay, before Powered.
It was the original. Like, I'm not going to say a brand name because I don't want to support any of these brands, but it was the original drinks that have caffeine and junk in them till you die.
Yeah,
drink.
Yeah, I used to drink that stuff. I used to, back when I was a teenager here at Trent Radio, I would drink two of those before I came into the studio. So. Yeah, so I feel like that. I feel that youthful
And now
energy.
You drink 37.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm actually doing them. Cardiac arrest on you right now to keep you going.
We're not here to talk about my cola consumption. We're here to talk about comics.
Right.
Did you read comics while drinking cola? Because it's relevant then.
I guess so. I always drink cola no matter what I do.
All right. Sam the Cola Man.
All right.
And we've got Chris over here.
Yes.
Back after a short break. Yep.
Yep.
He just couldn't stand the ranting, so he had to stay away, I guess.
I guess so.
Well, it seems like these might be the only words I get in tonight.
No,
based
no.
on Sam,
no,
no, Sam's no. wanting to rant.
But. Come on, I will completely let you have your say. I know when to step back.
He'll let you have your say for about 35 seconds.
Boom, just don't say anything I disagree with, and then I'm
yeah, gonna, or else.
No.
Well, I have a question for him later,
all.
So that might take up some time as well. So, one of his favorite topics too.
Okay,
one of his favorite topics. We should play a game some week, like Sam guess the topic, and we just yell out random things, and your guess will be Hellcat every time.
Every time, every time. Okay,
right,
let's
yeah.
do this.
So, yeah, so. Marty's not here this week. Because,
no, Marty's wife is home from Thailand. She got home safe.
She was away for a little while, and Marty was able to come out and play.
Yeah. No,
but now...
now we'll never see him
yeah,
again,
now
actually.
He's...
Actually, what it is now we'll all start eating properly again, actually. Is that what it is? Oh, my
no
God.
No more junk food.
No more junk food. When Carly was away, the first night she was away, we everybody's heard this story by now, but we overdosed on Kentucky Fried Chicken and ketchup. Oh, I had the ketchup, but it was a lot of ketchup. He pointed out that I ate a half a bottle of ketchup with my Kentucky. It was a small bottle. But, oh, my God.
Like, well, thank God it was a small bottle.
Yeah, that's right.
Half a bottle.
Of ketchup. Of a small bottle.
A small bottle.
With our Kentucky Fried Chicken. And it was the worst.
People feared for your safety.
It was. Like, I truly thought I was going to die. I will never do that again. I don't want to eat Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore.
So you guys shared a family meal
yeah.
between two of you.
Yeah.
Like a meal that was meant for an entire family.
Well, we left. There was like four pieces left over at the end.
Had you eaten them and then thrown them up?
No,
or,
we were just so sick. Why are we talking about my chicken consumption now?
You brought it up.
Okay, let's move on to comics. Okay.
We don't have anything to talk about. This isn't a comic book show.
It's the chicken ketchup show.
Yes.
I'm just curious.
And we've covered both topics.
I'm curious what ketchup looks like mixed in with all the grease pouring off the KFC.
I don't even want to think about that. All right.
He's getting the sweats just thinking about it.
Oh,
well, this
boy.
Is what happens when I don't have anything planned to talk about.
All right.
Though.
Well, Chris has papers in front of him.
Chris
I
has
do.
A paper.
Yeah.
I have paper.
Yeah. He's the guy who does the research. So
he's
a little bit.
He's the only one who does like the news research. Marty likes to pull up the facts and figures about the comic books, and you and I are just opinions.
I guess so, yeah.
So we all have our sort of niche. Mm-hmm. I just push the buttons.
Right.
To start the rants.
Right. Well, I'll tell you my big thing right now is
here comes a rant.
I haven't bought a comic in going on 3 weeks, and I'm getting the cold sweats, man.
Wow.
It's now I've decided to break down and finally do it this week. I'm going to go just a quick run out to Comic Book Addiction and just get, I don't know, like 3 or 4 books. I have some business in Whitby anyway. So while I'm there...
You made business down there, right?
That's right. What can I do in Whitby?
All right. <Yeah. laughs> Yes. Gotta get to Whitby That's somehow. Right.
Well, you know, but the thing...
Well, as long as I'm there.
The thing I'm the most scared is by the time I get there, next time I get like a really good paycheck, by the time I get next there, because I haven't been there in 3 weeks, right? Imagine how many comics, how much money it's going to be. Like, it's going to take me...
cheap.
No, it's going to take me... Like, it could take me months to clean up the mess that I've created by not going down there because...
For just 3 weeks. Just 3 weeks worth of holding off has created this backlog that...
That's right. It'll take me because then by the... I won't be able to buy it all and then it'll just keep... It'll be like sometime in 2016 that I'll be able to clean up my account at CBA.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
I hope they're
right?
not listening because they're going to cancel your account.
Oh, no. It's not the first time it's happened.
Oh.
And they're really cool about it because the key, this is a secret. I worked at a comic store in the 90s. And you got to understand that when you order merchandise and you keep it, but it's like any business. I'm sure you do it where you work.
Yeah.
Not so much where you work, but maybe. I don't know. Anyways, When you order stuff and that stuff's being kept behind the counter for you, that's merchandise that they need to sell in order to make a profit. So you need to commit to that. Now, if you just keep hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars of stuff and you don't have the integrity that you're not picking up, you're not showing it up every week. Oh, wait, I haven't shown up in 3 weeks. I am so dead. But if you don't show up every week and you're not in communication, you're not letting them know what's going on with you, they'll be, you know... That's when the concern starts, and that's when the count, you know. So it's all about going in and picking up what you order and being committed to doing that. And I did send – Marty was down there yesterday, and I did send a message with him to say, hey, let them know I won't be in until a certain date.
That's not the message he passed along, probably. Yeah.
Just
put them back on the shelf. Who's not there?
but this is the thing, is that, you know, I'm actually going to be going down there earlier than that date because I'm – Oh, I need some comics. Anybody know Black Canary came out this month?
I have no idea.
Crickets.
Okay,
crickets.
Well, anyways. Carry on. So,
What are you up to? You don't even know.
I don't even know, but no. I just don't remember seeing it when I was checking out stuff. But anyways, it doesn't matter. What my point is was just...
Wait, there's a point to
the
show?
Yeah, you got to respect your comic book order. When you order something, you need to respect it. You need to pick
even
it up.
Even if that book sucks.
Even if that book stinks.
Because like, we've all been there.
Yeah. But you got to respect what you order and pick it up. And you should. And if you got to communicate with your comic book guy like you would your lawyer, your doctor.
Your accountant.
Your ex-wife.
Whatever. You need to have that respect. And that respect between you and your comic book guy, it's incredibly important.
Yeah. When I was living in Kitchener for 3 years. Mm-hmm. There was a store that I still go to every now and then, right across the street, which convenient yet scary. But right around the block, there was another store. So I had pull lists at both places.
I don't understand people who do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even remember why. But well, probably because the first place, they had it like cubby holes. Mm-hmm. And my, it was stacked because I hadn't picked them up yet. But one time I went back to the other store and he said, oh, you haven't been here for so long. We put the books back. You know, we sold them.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, thanks a lot.
Well, that's what you got to do. Look, earlier this year, I had over something like $400 worth of stuff behind the counter at Comic Book Addiction. And one day, I just went in and got it all. And that's when they knew, hey, you know what? Yeah. Tweedle's okay.
Sam's always good.
He's always good.
We can eat this month. Yay.
But you got, that's the thing. You just
They
gotta...
took down the sign behind the cash that said Sam Tweedle banned.
That's hey, right.
I can't say what happened at the comic store that I used to work at back in the 90s, but if more people had picked up the stuff that they, like, okay, true story. One time there was this schmuck. I'm not going to name his name. I don't even remember his name, but he was some guy and he was the son of a local business owner. And he would come in all the time and he'd whine that we didn't have any Star Trek stuff. But Star Trek had been big, and then it kind of died out. There was a lull of Star Trek stuff. So we're like, well, look, like, we're not going to be able to sell it. So well, what if I order something? And we're like, and you know, I remember feeling the dread that I knew this guy was never going to pick up whatever he ordered. So he ordered, like, a $300 SS Enterprise model, okay? And, of course, when it came in and we called him, he never showed up to pick it up. And it's orders like that. If you get too many, you know, there was a Catwoman statue someone decided not to buy all of a sudden. When you have orders that are $300, $400, $500 orders and you have enough of those, that's one of the things that puts comic book stores out of business. Yeah. That's what it is. So you gotta be on with that. You gotta be on with that. And don't buy what you can't afford. Yeah, that'll never happen.
Well, affording is, you know, that's a loose term.
Yeah, I guess
if
so.
If you're choosing between comic books and eating, it's still your choice.
Right, yeah. Right.
Lesson for our stomachs grumbling during this show.
Well, that's, yeah. Anyways, carry on.
But
I've
no
taken
KFC.
Up enough of this show now.
Well, what are we going to do for the next 47 minutes?
I don't know. Chris is going to talk about whatever's in front of him.
But that's the news. That's his segment.
Well, let's go to the segment.
But it's too early.
It's not too early.
Yeah, this is for the mid-show lull where we're like, oh, we've run out of steam.
Okay.
We need to let Sam recharge for 45 seconds. So we'll let Chris talk.
All right.
Well, one of my questions, it's not news or my question for Sam. It's semi-news, not really news, but as most people know, Jessica Jones is on Netflix, which I'm only two episodes in, but it's really good.
I've watched one and a half episode, and it's very good.
Okay, so my question for you, sir, and it's, of course, Hellcat related.
Yeah.
Who is Patricia Walker?
Well, it's Patsy Walker.
Well, that's not what I assume that.
But they call her Trish Walker.
What the hell is up with that?
That's crap.
But I did a quick search this afternoon, and it's kind of implying that it's her, but not her. I don't know.
I
thought maybe you would know.
I don't know, but it just seems that they put Patsy Walker there, but they were like, oh, nobody calls anybody. It's like some television exec. You know, it was like, nobody calls anybody Patsy anymore. We better call her Trish because that sounds more modern. And then it'd be like an Easter egg. And it's like, and it's kind of garbage, you know? It's like, no, her name is Patsy Walker. Let's stick to the source material.
Yeah, because I just got the impression that it was a daughter, mother...
Of Jessica Jones?
Of Patsy Walker.
No, it's. But, I think it's actually supposed to be Patsy Walker, but they're not making her the traditional Patsy Walker. But like, whatever. I'm just glad they're using her. It's kind of cool. I wish. Spoilers. I'm allowed to do spoilers at this point.
Well, not because I haven't seen the show, so.
Okay.
Don't spoil it for me.
Well, I'm not going to spoil it, but at no point does.
I'm not going to spoil it, but people are dead.
Yeah.
No. At no point does Trish Walker put on the Hellcat outfit.
You mean in the first one and a half issues? Or...
No, Marty told me.
Oh, so these are spoiled. So these are Marty's spoilers.
Yeah. So I just didn't have time. Well, actually, I probably did have time to watch the whole series this week, but I didn't. I watched other things, so, you know. But I'm going to finish it. I really like it. I like the guy who plays Luke Cage. He's pretty cool. Sure, he doesn't, you know, have an afro or a yellow shirt or a metal headband.
He pulls that out later with the jeans.
Yeah, or something. But at least he's not like a whiny white guy or something like that. You know what I mean? Seems what they would have done if it was a DC series anyway.
Well, I think as a Doctor Who fan that Dan's going to be fairly happy eventually.
Oh,
is that because David Tennant's in the show?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
10th Doctor playing...
The Purple Man.
He plays the Purple Man,
that's right.
I didn't realize it was Dave. Oh, yeah. And the Purple Man's such a horrible character.
Yeah, like...
Like, no, not a horrible...
D-lister,
not like that. I meant he's a horrible...
Well, what he's done on the
show.
I'm only in one and a half episodes in.
But even in the comics, like, he's one of the vilest villains that Marvel's ever created. Like, he's purely, like... A lot of creators don't use him because they're so uncomfortable with the idea of him, you know, and what he can do. So a lot of creators are like, oh, I'm not touching that guy with a 10-foot pole. And then the ones that do use him, like, Ish. I mean, it's skin crawling type stuff. Yeah. So that tenant, he'd be really good in that part. That's going to be really crazy to see. Wow, I can't wait. Now I will go binge watch it this week. Now that I have a busier week and I don't have time.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
I think he's more, he's kind of like DC's Dr. Light.
A really good comparison.
Yeah, because Dr. Light has had some moments.
There was only a few, hasn't he?
Was a famous issue.
He's been rebooted a couple times.
There was a famous issue of Justice League of America where Brainwave was very similar, and it was quite disturbing. Oh, yeah. It was a Gary Conway issue written in the early 80s, and I think that was quite shocking at the time for people to go, I don't know, it was like 1983 or something. Yeah. And I mean, Dark Knight Returns hadn't even come out, and it was pretty advanced to have. You know, when villains' powers are to control minds, they can get up to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're mean. Like, they're villains, so they'll not do nice things.
Yep, that's right.
They're not going to just eat a family chicken dinner.
No.
With ketchup on it.
No, they show up. They show up to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
They show up and they make you eat a family chicken dinner.
So that's why he did it.
That's why I did it. I ran into the purple man, and he was like, going to be like fat and greasy. Oh, Jesus.
So now, if we can delicately dance around the subject matter of Dr. Light, because what he did is not something I would like to repeat on the radio.
No, I don't even feel comfortable discussing it.
Because that was before I got into comic books. But I would imagine that was a fairly, and when I say fairly, I mean probably one of the most controversial things that I've ever read in a comic book.
Yeah. Well, as I said, I think Brainwave did the same 80s,
sort of thing,
and then of course I think the Purple Man was even earlier than Dr. Light.
I think
what was really controversial about that was because it was such a Dr. Light was such a joke character for so many years, and they were like, and what they explained is the reason he became an imbecile was because the Justice League messed with his mind.
Like, yes, mind wiping.
They made him gave him a lobotomy.
Yeah, which was also, I'm sure, controversial.
Oh yeah.
And of course, this is from Identity Crisis.
And that was a dark series. That was a really
I think
at the time I remember being very excited about it, but now in retrospect, I'm not quite sure. I've read some interesting articles which have actually talked about that whole era of DC as being a little unnecessarily dark, like when they killed Roy Harper's daughter and he lost his arm and you know, Green Lantern was actually going out, not Green Lantern, Green Arrow was actually going out and killing people purposely and out of revenge. And it was an unnecessarily, when you start dealing with subjects like child death and rape and murder and all that kind of stuff, that's not comics being fun anymore.
No.
That's just kind of gross.
Speaking of,
but it was still better than the New 52.
Speaking of fun comics, here's a segue for you. How about Die Kitty Die?
Hey,
have you checked out the Kickstarter for that?
I have,
because they've made their goal.
They've made their goal, and I'm so excited. I haven't even given them any money yet.
Yeah.
So they're going to make more because I am, like, next week, once I get a good paycheck, I'm gonna
after
give them some
you
money.
Go to the comic book store.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. But I'm not going to spend that much money there. Not as much as I'm giving Dan and Fernando.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited.
How much
about
are you
that.
Planning on giving Dan and Fernando?
I don't know.
Because I keep looking at all the perks and going, what should I get?
Definitely at least $35, because that to me is like the best bottom line perk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're getting into stuff like bookmarks and stickers and
posters.
And there's some really cool. Giselle is supposed to be drawing like an original story if they get to a certain level. That'll be just in the trade paperback. And Darwin Cook is doing the cover.
Yeah,
the
I love Darwin
paperback.
Cook's art.
Nice.
Oh, man, I love Darwin Cook's art, too.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the story about when I broke up a fight at Fan Expo and Darwin Cook's lineup?
No.
Okay, so I'm at Fan Expo, and as you know, if you've been to Fan Expo, crowds can get kind of crazy sometimes, right? Well, I remember there was basically like this big lineup for Darwin Cook, and I remember being with like your kind of typical socially awkward, nerdy, buck teeth, glasses type guys. And all of a sudden, this group of, I don't know, kind of hipster genotypes, I think they were like, you know, like your boss, you know, and they basically butt in line. in front of these guys. And the nerds and the Genos just all of a sudden started sparring off, right? Like, and it was going to be like, and they started shoving each other. They were going to, so I was like, hey, guys, come on. Comics is fun. You know, we're at Fan Expo. Woo! You know, I don't think that's what I said, but I broke it up. Like, I got between them and I settled it all down. And because I did that, Darwin Cook, who he wasn't doing sketches at the time, did a quick sketch of Catwoman for me for just
nice.
Breaking up that fight. He was a classic Catwoman, yeah.
Another good deed from Sam, and he's rewarded with a great comic book sketch from, you know, one of the better artists
and
around right now.
I have two Darwin. I have a Black Canary by Darwin Cook as well, but that I had to pay big bucks for.
I bet.
But yeah. Anyway.
But you can get the cover to Die Kitty Die for free.
That's right.
Because Darwin Cook is going to do the cover.
So excited. So, and like, I'm really happy for Dan and Fernando. They're such great guys, and I really hope this turns into something, you know, for them.
And that's why I was thinking, like, I kind of want to go higher up on the perk list and get some of those things that might be valuable if this becomes something. Something bigger, you know, because they've got lots of little things like little prints and stuff or whatever, like depending on your
cards and stuff
thing.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. I know. Why don't I use the internet so I can actually tell you what it is? That's an unheard of thought. Yeah. Sam, rant for a minute while I pull it up.
I would help, but I don't have my phone. I forgot it.
Yeah,
but speaking of Darwin Cook,
yes.
Are you reading his new series?
Twilight Children? Yeah. That's a beautiful, beautiful series.
Yeah.
I don't really know what's going on yet. I don't think any of us are supposed
to? No,
but
at all.
What a beautiful book. Yeah. I mean, it just looks nice.
It does, yeah. I enjoy it. Yeah.
What other Vertigo books are you reading?
I think that's it.
Oh, Vertigo? You're not getting Unfollow?
No.
Oh, that's a good book.
Yeah.
You should get Unfollow. It's definitely worth reading.
So now that the internet's working here, Die Kitty Die has made $28,000.
Wow, that's great.
In 11 days.
Fantastic.
Which is, ridiculously awesome. So
look how pretty Kitty is, eh?
Yeah, well, of course you're in love with the Archie type.
Oh, yeah.
The Archie type archetypes.
Yeah.
We basically call it like the Dan DiCarlo house style.
So for the pledges, for $35, it's all American too, so you gotta take that into consideration, which sucks because I would go like probably higher and shipping costs are charged to you later on, it looks like. But for $35 American, you get the four issues that comprise the first series and a signed copy of that as a trade and four Kitty art cards. Mm. And for $45, you get that same stuff, the four art cards and a 11x17 Kitty poster.
Cool.
And for $60, you get all of that stuff plus... Giselle, do you know her last name?
No,
like
it's
right there, but I don't know how to pronounce it, so I won't embarrass anybody. Her rendition of Kitty, and so that there's an extra. You get three posters for $60 instead of one, or for $80, you get all six Kitty art cards, the three posters, and an original Kitty sketch card, and this is limited to 50 people.
Wow.
So I don't know. I was kind of thinking like that one sounds like the one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know, but by the time
I haven't decided yet. I mean, so I might go for that.
Would that be Dan Parent then sketching that?
Well, I think Dan and Fernando are, putting out a lot of they're, you know, it's funny. You know, Marty always busts my balls about all the Archie characters looking all the same and all the art looking the same. But you can actually, Archie fans can actually take a look at the art and tell the difference between, like, I can look at Dan's work and I can look at Fernando's work and I know who drew what.
Yeah.
Plus, if some other Archie artist does it, like, I can tell it's somebody different. And when you get back into the stuff like, you know, Henry Scarpelli or Dan DiCarlo, of course, like, all the different Archie artists do have their own unique little style and you can tell the difference between who drew what, but it's just, it was a house style which defined the actual look.
Which you would know if you listened to our rant-filled show from last week.
Right, because,
what's the highest one get you?
Well, the highest one is actually, like, for $1,000 or something like that. Marty was talking about it last week, and...
God, that art's just gorgeous.
All right, well, there's actually a $5,000 one, that gets you. They will draw a special variant cover starring Kitty and yourself, a full cover, full print cover, high resolution digital file of your cover plus a full color print, the original art. Well, of course, for $5,000,
yeah,
you would expect,
I would think so.
That all of that's autographed by Dan and Fernando, plus everything from the previous ones. And a future full figure color commission of any three comic book characters of your choice.
Wow.
All for the low price of $5,000 American.
Well, this is the point where I think we got to make a point about. So there's 19 days left. And even though these guys have made their, you know, it's going to happen, which is great. But anyone listening, anyone who loves comics, anyone who loves fun comics should be giving these guys money, even if it's just $5.
Because $5 just gets you the digital copy, which is what you'd pay for a copy of a comic book anyways.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, just do it. Give these guys something, because this is definitely a project we're supporting. And I feel strongly about these guys. I've known them for years. They're great guys, and this is going to be one hell of a great project. And I love the fact that the world is embracing it. I really do. So.
See, I'm not like Sam, and I don't like Archie, and in that I'm ignorant about Archie,
okay,
and that I don't dislike him, but
yeah.
I'm just, you know, ambivalent towards him. But you know, your excitement for this has made me a believer.
Excellent.
So
excellent. That's
just like
great.
Marty and Captain Canuck.
Sure. You know,
this is your Captain Canuck.
There's a reason we love these characters, because they've touched us in a certain way, you know, and they've become part of our soul and part of our history, part of our brain makeup. And there's a good reason why. And it's not just because, it's because there's something special about these characters and these creators. I think we can all talk about forever about the characters and the creators that have made us love comics the way we do.
Now, let me just tell you about the $1,000 pledge, because there's actually two people who have put $1,000 in.
That's great.
Probably Dan and Fernando. But so this one, you get drawn into the comic as a ghost to appear in a main scene of Die Kitty Die. So apparently there's going to be a battle scene in her haunted house, and you get in as a special ghost guest star. And as well, you also get an autographed page of art from Die Kitty Die, an autographed copy of the whole script.
Wow.
And on top of that, you get some sketchbooks from Dan and Fernando.
That's a great deal. I wish I had that kind of money.
I think we all wish we had that kind of money, just to drop on this kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, check out the Kickstarter and just type Die Kitty Die into the search engine and you can find it. That's how I found it.
Yeah.
And watch the video, look at the cool art. There's a bunch of pages up there too of, like, I don't know if they're from the forthcoming stories or just stuff they kind of made up to get people excited for it, but there's lots of different pages and stuff up there that you can read.
And I think it's some of the most beautiful stuff that I've seen in a while. I just think it's just really appealing and attractive material. I really do. But I, of course, I'm pretty biased.
Yeah. Just a little.
Just a little bit.
Just a bit, yeah.
He's so biased that his bias is in our opening credits.
Right.
I could talk about Archie all day.
I can. You just give me a chance. There's, you know, but I as I said, I know when to pull back.
All right. Well, now that we've reached the middle of the show, that area that I said is always that little lull, let's let Chris rock it out with some comic book news here.
Chris, what's going on in the world of comics?
I don't have the comic book news music anymore. It was too loud.
It always
startled me.
Do you want me to do it?
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Da 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 da.
All right. So where shall I start? Oh, this is kind of funny. So, 20th Century Fox had the Fantastic Four 2 movie all set to go for June the 9th, 2017.
Yeah.
For some reason now, that date is gone.
Wow, I wonder. Could it be because you didn't stick to the source material, Fox?
It now says TBA.
TBA.
To be announced.
Right, okay. All right. Thanks, Fox.
Yep. Star Wars The Force Awakens has its rating. It's PG-13.
Excellent. That means that we won't have Jar Jar poop jokes, right?
That's right.
Jar Jar poop jokes. What's the opening? I think I'm like the only nerd in the entire world that can't remember what the opening day of that is.
18th. That's our date night, remember?
I know. Me and Chris have tickets for that.
Yeah, let's go.
That's
Come
right.
On.
We're going to be all right. We're going to rock that night. That's right. Going to be awesome.
Yep.
So.
Yep, yep.
Do you want to dress up like Jedis and stuff?
Maybe. Lightsabers.
No.
I'm wondering how many people are going to have lightsabers.
Oh, it's going to be it's
flinging
going to
around
be a thing.
While the movie's
it's
on.
Be a thing.
Come
now,
on.
Did you see there was a? Did I talk about this already? But there was a scene in one of the new trailers where Akbar is actually in it.
No, you haven't talked
Akbar
about that.
Has been seen in a trailer now, which makes me so excited, Nick. I mean, I was excited already, but now that I know that Admiral Akbar is in the movie, I'm. Like, who cares about Han Solo? We all know he's going to be in it. But Admiral Akbar, there is so much more fishy stories to tell.
It's a trap.
What did you say again? It was December
18th? 18th, yeah.
I hope I'm not busy that night.
I stopped watching all... Once that last trailer came out, I stopped watching any TV spots. Anyways.
Or is your hand not working?
The hand's like not working.
It doesn't make good paper.
The trailer... We seem to be on movie news instead of comic news. The trailer for Civil War was out. Last week.
Well, comic related.
Comic related, which from what I've seen has nothing to do with the comic or the comic series.
Just the title and two characters fighting each other.
That's right.
What characters?
Captain America and Iron Man.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, because the original storyline was that the kids from the New Warriors are trying to track down one of the bad guys and he ends up blowing up a whole city. So they bring in the whole registration act, right? And this side says yes, this side says no, here we go. But to me, it seems like it's all about... Apparently, there's a little bit of that in there. But it seems like they're chasing down Bucky, which I guess, to me, that makes more sense why it's Captain America Civil War and not Avengers Civil War.
Yeah.
Well, most of the Avengers seem to be in the movie anyways, but...
Well, it was generally people call it Avengers 2.5.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, basically. Let's see, crossovers coming out. Robin War apparently starts this month or December, I should say, which crosses over with the We Are Robin, which Sam likes.
Yeah,
and basically, you know, Grayson, Gotham Academy, Red Hood, Arsenal, Teen Titans, all that stuff.
Also, I also am a big fan of Gotham Academy. That's a great little series. I don't think enough people are reading.
Now, is it still going on? I thought
it
had stopped.
Still, that was Gotham by Midnight stopped.
Okay.
But Gotham Academy is still going on. Right. It's great. I'm sure it's going to get canceled eventually. But it's a good little series. Those are the only two in the crossovers I'm going to be reading, I think. I'm not going to buy into all of the chapters. But
And the you're enjoying We Are Robin, right?
Yeah, We Are Robin's great. It's one of the best book DC's doing.
Because I haven't read any of that, but in the Batman and Robin Eternal, there was a young man from the series, who I believe is Lucius Fox's son, is he?
No.
Or was I getting mixed up there?
Yeah, you're getting mixed up there. He's from Lucius Fox.
Oh, maybe he was. They were flipping back and forth.
Yeah, Lucius Fox's son is in the Batman comics now. Him and Barbara Gordon are a thing.
Oh, okay.
But I don't understand where he fits in. I don't really know. I thought he was like I don't know what he's doing there. I'm not reading all the Batman books. Obviously, I'm just like, oh, it's Lucius Fox's son. Okay, I guess.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
What else did I see? So on Arrow, well, next week we've got the Arrow. It's all about TVs and movies today, but the Arrow and the Flash crossover with Vandal Savage.
Yeah.
So that should be interesting.
Vandal Savage is one of my favorite DC villains.
Yeah.
He's a badass.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see a lot more of Hawk Girl and Hawkman in this crossover.
Cool.
Which leads me to the other thing is that the trailer for Legends of Tomorrow came out as well.
Yes.
Which I thought, I thought it was just going to be another team of heroes fighting the bad guys. And I couldn't figure out where Rip Hunter fit into the whole thing.
I don't know where that fits in.
Yeah. Come in.
Wow, crazy.
Okay.
So you're talking about Rip Hunter. You didn't know where he came in.
Well, I couldn't go figure out because he's a time traveler, right?
Yeah.
So this first trailer has them jumping through time.
Wow, cool.
So the show is going to be about them traveling, I guess, through time.
And you know how many crazy characters you could bring into it? Like, you could bring in the Justice Society. You could bring in Viking Prince.
Yeah.
You could bring in...
numerous cowboys.
Anthro, Jonah Hex, you know? Like, I mean, there's so many possibilities when you're time traveling. So I think that's really exciting. You could go into the 50s and do stuff like with the Challengers on the Unknown or Cave Carson or Rex the Wonder Dog.
Yep.
You know, like it's just anybody.
Well, they really start. I mean, Red Tornado's on Supergirl, which I'm really enjoying. I'm enjoying Supergirl. Yeah. I think they're doing a good job of it.
And they've just showed the Gem Son of Saturn's going to be on it. Yeah,
that's right.
It's so cool.
Yeah, and they've cast the Calculator for Arrow. So there's your big bad villain there, the Calculator.
Oh, the Calculators. I like the Calculator.
Yeah.
You know,
he's had his moments.
Yeah, eventually, in the comics, they revealed the Calculator was the father of Wendy and Marvin from the Super Friends.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I had no idea.
There you go.
That seems kind of bizarre.
And last but not least, during Gotham next week, we will have the new footage from the Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice.
Wow.
Now, do you guys care about that movie at all?
Not one bit. Me and Marty had this conversation during one of our car rides to go buy comics. And that's a question for him when he's on the show next. He has a beautiful rant about why it's awesome. So make sure next time he's in the studio, ask him that question because you will like his answer.
Yeah.
It's great, and I can't do it justice. Me personally, here's my problem. All right. DC marketing is so unimaginative. You take a list of all the movies that have been made by DC Comics from Superman versus the Mole Men, which was like, 1956, to now. Okay. In the world of superhero movies, every movie's been either a Superman movie or a Batman movie. For the exception of Green Lantern, which is a giant, giant failure. Now, they've done
Jonah
stuff.
Hex.
It was just superheroes, Dan. We're talking about their
Jonah
superhero
Hex is a
movies.
Superhero.
He's not a superhero.
Depends on who wrote him.
I was going to talk about the exceptions. Okay. The exceptions are stuff like Jonah.
Rewind.
Like Jonah Hex, Watchmen, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, the Swamp Thing. Like they've done a few things like horror or westerns or some of the Vertigo titles. But they have been so unimaginative when it's come to not like Marvel. Like if they started, like even when Christopher Reeve did Superman, the first Superman movie, if they'd used some imagination, by now we would be getting like Metal Men movies, or we'd be getting Buona Beast movies, or because Marvel has done so well at that.
Buona don't want that one.
Well, what
I don't want it.
What I'm saying is that Marvel has done it so much better getting their beef.
But they haven't. Until
Ant-Man.
Recently. Until
Ant-Man.
Very,
okay.
Very, very recently.
But why do we need another Superman-Batman movie?
We don't.
Why? We don't.
I'm on your side, Sam.
We don't need
don't
another
I don't even think
Superman
I'll watch this
Bat
movie.
We don't. And they're like, oh, well, Aquaman and Wonder Woman will be in it. Well, guess what? Aquaman's not wearing an orange shirt. I'm not there. If Aquaman was in an orange shirt.
Green pants, orange shirt.
I might think about it. But no, seriously though, I can't care. I'm so burnt out with Batman and Superman movies. I don't think I've ever liked a Batman movie ever made. Not really. The closest thing I've ever liked was maybe the Adam West Burt Ward one. But otherwise, I've never liked one. Superman has not been good since Superman 3. But even that was questionable. Like, they haven't made a good Superman movie since Superman 2. They've done so much better on television though. First few years of Smallville were fantastic. Lois and Clark, for all its foibles, were fantastic. But again, we're talking Superman here. Mm-hmm. It was great to see stuff like Green Arrow, as flawed as it is, Flash, which is awesome. And now the new series where they're bringing in, they are now bringing in diversifying stuff. And so television has been much better for DC.
See, I think that it's only been over the past couple of years that the public has accepted comic book characters in the right way for them to be marketable on TV and in movies like Ant-Man, because if they made an Ant-Man movie 20 years ago, nobody would have seen it.
Exactly.
Hey, do you remember that Captain America movie from the 90s?
No. Yeah, I do, actually. It was direct-to-video.
Just barely, right?
Yeah,
you just barely remember it.
But yeah, it took
exactly.
me a second going, what, the one in the motorcycle? Oh, no, there was another one. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, and wasn't there a Punisher movie way back before?
Yeah, with Dolph Lundgren. Lundgren.
You know what movie needs to be remade is Masters of the Universe.
With Dolph Lundgren.
Yes, but no longer with Dolph Lundgren.
I would go to a She-Ra movie, But I don't know about...
Well, it has to start with Masters of the Universe and then segue into She-Ra.
Mm-hmm.
I want to... I thought I read something about them working on something.
I heard something a long time ago, but I don't know if it was real.
I want a Battle of the Planets movie. That would be so awesome.
So here's my...
Talking about comic movies, I'm sorry, I just interrupted.
You totally did.
I know,
but I guess it's okay off, because I stopped to take a breath.
Before we go on to what you're going to say, before we leave the idea, I did go and see what I consider to be the best comic book movie of the year.
Gem and the Hologram?
No, that's not a comic book. That's a cartoon series. Actually, it was I did go and see the Peanuts movie, and I only had one problem with it.
It was the Peanuts movie. Animated?
No, it was this. Anyone who knows anything about the universe of Charlie Brown knows that in the Charlie Brown universe, okay, it's kind of split up into like two sections. There's this side of Charlie Brown's side of town and Peppermint Patty's side of town. So Linus and Schroeder and Pigpen and Sally and Shermie and all them, and they all live in the same neighborhood. But on the other side of town, that's where Peppermint Patty and Marcy and Franklin actually live over there. Another boy named Roy lives over there as well. They don't live in the same neighborhood. They don't even go to the same school. That's why you would always have something like where Peppermint Patty would call Charlie Brown on the phone and say, "Hey, Chuck, our team's coming over to play your baseball with your team," because they had to cross town. But in the new Charlie Brown movie, Marcy and Franklin and Pepper and Patty all live in the same neighborhood and go to the same school. So what's up with that? Like, how did they all move? How did they all move to this side of the neighborhood so they could all live in the same neighborhood as Charlie Brown? A little bit of a problem with that as a purist, but otherwise it was actually a charming movie with a lot of heart, and I absolutely loved it. It didn't have to be in 3D. The 3D sequences weren't very good, but... It was, anyways, but you were going to say before we got left movies.
Well, it's kind of like a dead moment now.
Well, it's not a dead moment.
Since I was just talking about the things we were talking about, and now you've had a whole comic book review about Charlie Brown, the movie. And well, what I was going to say is I disagree with you on the Batman movies in that I like the two, Batman
really
Begins and the Dark Knight.
I didn't that, Dan.
Yes, you see? Like, this, it feels awkward and unnatural now, just like most of the stuff Sam does.
I didn't want to say anything either, but I there's a few Batman movies that I enjoyed as well.
See, but that's good. That's good that you guys can see something value.
Like, when Batman Begins came out, I didn't watch it. I was against it completely.
Why is that?
Because I hate reboots, and they were rebooting, and I was like, do we need a fifth Batman movie? Do we need a reboot? Angry old man rant. But then I saw it and I was like, holy cow, this is amazing.
It was okay.
I'm not a reboot guy either. I dislike them. But, mm-hmm. Michael Keaton, two movies I like, Tim Burton, and then just downhill from there.
My problem with the Michael Keaton one was right at the beginning where they had the Joker kill his parents. Yeah. I thought that was so stupid. I thought that was just unbelievably stupid.
It's just one of those movie moments where they have to tidy everything up by making it too simple.
Oh God!
Right? The Joker killed his parents. Now he's out. He becomes Batman, and Batman's got to get the Joker.
I just couldn't get past that. I've never been able to get past that. Yeah. You know, Bob Kane was alive at the time of that movie. Why didn't he go and just like slap Tim Burton and say, "No, you
how
can't
do we know
do
he
that.
Didn't?
Yeah, maybe he did.
Maybe that's what happened to Tim Burton's hair."
Maybe.
the only issue I ever had with that is Joker dying at the end.
Really?
And if that's a spoiler, then you've been asleep for the last 30 years.
Yeah,
because and there was a lot of that in those movies. Like, I don't even know what one it is now that had Two-Face and the Riddler.
And I never even...
Is that Forever, Batman?
I tried to watch it. I think I got through in the first half hour. I shut it off.
I mean, the last two are pretty terrible. Like, it's hard to watch them.
Which last?
Of the original Batman quadrilogy.
What was that, Batman Forever? Was that the one with...
Batman, Forever and Batman and Robin were
okay,
the last
which,
two.
Which, Batman and Robin was the one with Clooney, right?
I don't even know.
Like,
I saw
we've
that.
Blocked it out of our collective memory.
That's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in theaters.
When you start molding rubber nipples on the suits, it just makes no sense.
What the hell is that?
I mean, they could have at least written it into the plot so that rubber nipple had something to do. That was people like, oh, I was against it at the beginning,
but even something
when
stupid,
it saved
like,
Gotham, I guess I'm for it now.
Batgirl was the daughter of Alfred and the daughter of Commissioner Gordon. It was like, what?
Yeah.
What? Because we all know that Alfred's daughter is Julia Pennyworth. We do all know that, right?
Yeah, we know that. Okay. Right. She's a character. Yeah, she's a character now, right, for sure.
Well, she was back in the 80s.
Yeah, but she's back. Like, she's she has back, a role now,
yeah. Does anybody remember who her mother was?
No.
Mademoiselle Marie from the Sergeant Rock comics.
Oh.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
That's a crossover.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, so I like the first two of the Christopher Nolan movies, but I actually bought Dark Knight Rises the day it came out. And to this day, haven't watched it.
I've never seen
it. It's still in the shrink wrap.
I just didn't care.
I actually like rushed out to buy it, and then just for some reason
did
never
you like
watched
it, Chris?
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it. Yeah.
I mean, and same with Superman.
The ending.
I heard the ending wasn't the greatest, and that might have been part of the reason why I kind of just like.
What was that for the Batman?
For the Batman one? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have such a special hatred in my heart for Man of Steel. I really hate that film so much. I've never seen a movie miss the point of a character more than Man of Steel. Superman is not dark and grim and gritty. He definitely doesn't kill his villains.
But this would fit right in with the
T-shirt
and pants Superman, wouldn't it? That they're marketing.
Superman basically. He stops a bad guy, saves the day, everybody's okay, everybody cheers. They go, thanks, Superman. He goes, you're welcome, and he flies away. Cue John Williams music. Dun, ta, 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 ta. You know, that's Superman. And that Man of Steel missed the point more than anything I've ever seen. And wasn't there some quote as like, oh, we're going to get to like the true essence roots of Superman? No, you're not.
You're just writing a Batman movie.
Yeah, basically, Superman. You know, true essence of Superman.
By the way, I haven't seen Man of Steel either.
Oh, God. What a. Oh,
I also own it, and it's in the shrink wrap on my shelf, but I haven't watched it.
I had a chance to get it for free, and I would not take free on Blu-ray. Someone was going to give me a Blu-ray version of it, and I was like, no, you know what? I'm good. I don't need that in my house. Yeah. You know?
It lost me way before any of that. Like, you know, you're watching it for the first 10 minutes, and here's Lois Lane. Oh, look at this guy. Wait, let's go to Google. Knock, knock, knock. Oh, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Kent. I know your son, Superman. Gee, the movies haven't been on 15 minutes, and she's already figured it out. Using Google. Like, wait a minute. No.
I've never been that effective with Google. Yeah. I don't know about you guys. I was actually trying to look up some comic book news for the show, and I couldn't even find it on Google.
Let alone figure out who Clark Kent and Superman are the same person. Like, seriously.
So this is why I'm not excited for Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. Well, it is a direct continuation of Man of Steel, right?
Well, there's another reason for me not to see it.
Yeah.
But yeah, ask Marty the same question. He will give you a complete different answer, and you'll love it. You'll love it. You could do a whole show based on Marty's answer.
Next week on Hey Kids Comics.
Martin rants.
Yeah, I think that
Marty has a beautiful rant.
He will. He will. He has a great answer for that, and it makes a lot of sense to me. It doesn't make me want to see the movie. But here's the thing, and I told Marty this. If Marty says, hey, do you want to go? I'll probably go.
I'll
go see it with him. I'd go see if we all went together, but it's not because of the movie we're seeing. It's the fact that we're all spending time together as a group of guys doing something we love. Sometimes going to a movie isn't about seeing the movie, but it's the company you're with. So, yeah. And if you don't go, they might not ask you next time.
So now you know. If we ever ask you to a movie, you better go.
Yeah, you know, matter what it is.
Or else you're off
go.
The database.
Yeah, pretty much. So,
yeah.
So that's I was trying to segue from this topic into, you know, because I said Googling.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my Googling sound.
Okay.
Googling, because what I was actually trying to Google was something that Marty loves, which is Captain Canuck, because there's a new ongoing Captain Canuck series that's starting up.
So that makes two Captain Canuck series, right?
I can hear him yelling already. Mm-hmm. Happy yelling, though, not upset yelling.
You're touching my Wolverine book yelling.
Yes, not that kind of yelling. But
no, you're not touching my Wolverine book right.
Yeah.
You have to put it on the bed and roll on it, apparently. But
I think this is why I forgot my phone at home. He's probably sending me messages.
Oh, yeah.
It was a subconscious thing. It's like, no, we'll be free. Free of angry Marty messages about rolling on his Wolverines and whatever.
Anyway.
But anyway, so yeah, they're doing a new second Captain Canuck ongoing monthly, apparently. But I couldn't Google the news, so I'm newsless, except that I believe that it's what they're doing is sort of trying to continue the original storylines from the 80s.
Cool.
And because I guess it was a backup feature in some of the newer Captain Canuck issues. And Marty will be sure to tell me if I'm wrong next week.
I'm certain he will.
And that's fine, because I saw one thing. I asked him for a link, but he must not have seen my post asking him for a link, because no link was forthcoming.
Oh, okay. Or maybe you were in the car by then.
Yeah, but I asked him like a while ago.
Oh, okay.
I did put a link to the picture that he put on from the Previews magazine to your response, but...
Well, I can't do anything with that now.
You can't do anything with that now. And I can't even do it because I don't have my phone. So.
Yeah.
Well, just imagine a beautiful Captain Canuck picture. Looks good.
There awesome. You go.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's very so I'm excited. Red and white.
I'm excited for that. Yeah. Even though I have not read the new Captain Canuck series at all, I feel very delinquent, and I must go to eBay and start collecting those.
Cool.
Captain Canuck, you were talking about Brother Power last week.
Yes.
And... do you feel okay? Because you love Brother Power. You think he's a great character.
Well, I don't think he's a great character, but the whole thing's
you,
so.
But you
the
like,
whole thing. The whole thing.
Granted,
so,
like
the whole
like,
thing's so silly, and there's so many great creators connected to the character. It's just ridiculous. But yeah, I love the idea of the whole thing. I love the fact that it was such a failure that so many awesome people have worked on. That makes it awesome. So
that all these great minds can't even make him good.
Well. That's questionable if he's good or not. That's why people – and more people need to read these books and be able to decide that for themselves.
But my – so
– but your point
you
was,
know,
sorry.
My point was that, you know, Marty got me into Captain Canuck, and I've become like – what I don't. Is there a term for a Captain Canuck fan? Are you like a Canuck head, Canucklehead?
Canucklehead.
That's great. I like
but,
that.
Whatever. So I'm a fan of Captain Canuck now, but there's only 14 issues to the original series.
Cool.
And I'm dreading getting to the end, even though they're not the greatest comic books ever written. Mm. It's like one of those things, you know, like I'm also a huge Doctor Who fan and have every Doctor Who DVD. I haven't watched them all yet. But when I watch that last one, it's going to be almost like devastating to my.
It's like those people who don't want to watch the last episode of Downton Abbey.
All right.
I see. I don't quite get.
I can't respond because I've yet to watch an episode of that.
Well, see, it's over. See, I haven't watched but the last season yet because I don't. Anyways, sorry. I'm sorry.
But
I've done it again.
Anyways.
Can I talk about a comic?
Yes.
Well, you've got 4 minutes and 50
it's
seconds.
All yours, Chris.
Okay. So
and I hope it's the one on the top of your pile.
It's not.
Oh,
although,
no.
I was going to talk about The Dark Knight. 3, but which was an okay book so far. Sorry, Sam.
Yeah.
Anyway,
have you noticed that they're drawing Wonder Woman to look like Werewolf by Night?
Quick question about the Dark Knight before you get gone. I forgot my question. Oh, what does Frank Miller have to do with this comic? Because I heard different opinions that like he's barely involved. Do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay.
So I mean, of this one?
Well, yeah, just of the whole series. Like,
well,
I
he's got his name on it, but who knows, right?
And I also heard there's going to be a fourth series.
Oh,
I haven't heard that.
Yes. Now, is that cover that you have there the regular? Not that one. The Dark Knight. I'm still Dark Knighting.
This is the regular
that's
cover.
That's the red because that's a gorgeous cover.
Yeah,
I love that cover.
Not as bad as Star Wars, but there are a few variants out there.
71 variants.
And now you can talk about the comic book that you love. Go ahead.
Of all the books, shockingly enough, that I liked, the one I liked the most this week was a Marvel book, which is completely
cool.
Shocking.
Okay.
And it was Thor, Mighty
really?
Thor. Yes.
What was good about it?
Well, I picked up the first few issues of the series before, the female Thor. And okay. I had dropped it after 3 issues. After reading this new number one, I'm going to go back and find the other issues, if hopefully. Can I spoil who knew the new female Thor is?
Is it different than who?
We should know by now, right? Because Jane Foster.
Yeah, okay. Boom. I didn't know if it had changed with the reboot.
I knew it was from the moment I first saw the first image. Yeah.
Well, and I didn't know anything. Like, I had heard that it was her, but I never read the comics. So I'm reading this, really out of the blue, knowing that somebody, that she's the Thor, but that's it. So I'm reading this comic, and apparently she has cancer.
Yeah.
Right? So that kind of hits home, because anyways. And, you know, she's going for chemo. And, you know, how everyone knows how horrible chemo is. Well, I'm reading this book, and it says that when she turns into Thor, turning into Thor just, it kills, it just gets rid of all the chemo. Like, so her taking chemo was pointless, because when she turns into Thor, it's not a natural product. It purges it from her system. But it doesn't touch the cancer, because the cancer is part of her. So she's in, I don't know, just reading that just struck me, right? You see this woman who can turn into one of the most powerful creature people in the, you know, and yet the thing that she does to try and heal herself is purged out of her body when she does.
Wow.
And the stuff that's killing her isn't. And I don't know. That's
so heavy.
It was so heavy, but it was one of the best things I read all week, and from Marvel of all things.
I don't know if I want to sell you the rest of my Thor books or go in and start that Thor book.
Like, I was just shocked how good it was. Like, wow. It was just really, it caught me completely off guard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not like Spider-Woman number one, apparently.
I haven't read that yet.
Which Marty was ranting about.
But he rants about everything.
I'm sorry. But don't even get me started. I haven't even read it. I don't want to read it.
Spoilers, Spider-Woman is pregnant and fighting crime.
Yes.
I'll let you know. I'll buy it this week and let you know next time.
And not, I just found out I'm pregnant and fighting crime.
Like holding her belly up as she's kicking people.
Yeah. Wow. Like, it's just... So that's how you go from awesome Marvel to what the heck are you doing, Marvel?
Who's the father?
I wonder if that's going to be the next thing.
I know who it is. It's Ben Reilly.
It's a clone.
It's totally Ben Reilly.
You don't know anything
about it. I have no idea. I have no idea. I haven't read it. I do have it in my on my pull list, though, so I'll let you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's bringing it in just under the wire with your comic book review. And shocking end to our show that there was a Marvel comic that Chris liked.
That's right.
That's a very, and it's not a cover with Arthur Adams.
Yeah,
so, that's right.
So there's two things that you don't expect.
Yeah.
So this is the second last show for us for this fall season. Next week will be the last show. Then we're taking a Christmas break before we come back fresh in January. Just think about all the brands we'll have stored up.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be amazing. So make sure you tune in next week. Lineup to be determined still, but there'll be three of us here and lots to hear. So thanks for joining us. And I don't know. I never know how to end these things. So see you next week.
Yeah.
See you. Right. Thanks.
Yeah, enough said.
Hello, you are listening to Trend Radio.
Hola, están escuchando Trend Radio.
92.7.
92.7.
CFFFM. In Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Where are we?
Trend Radio.
We're at Trend Radio.
You're listening to Trend Radio 92.7 CFFFM.